Back here on the Sports Drive, ESPN Pensacola, 1330 AM, 99.1 FM. Joined by Greg Heyer. He is the head men's basketball coach at Northwest Florida State College. Coach, a pleasure to have you on, and thank you for taking the time.
Oh, no problem, Drew. Pleasure to be on the show.
So one of the things that I think is really neat about you and your program, you are a first-year head coach with this program, but you're in your history as a coach, I mean, you've made stops at LSU. You were an assistant at Wichita State when they were making those Final Four run, as well as Chipola College, which we'll get into in just a moment. But your coaching background goes deeper than just the junior college level. What was, I guess, a goal coming into this season for you to bring from your coaching stints at Wichita State and LSU to the JC level at Northwest Florida State College?
Just to, you know, get the program, you know, back on the map. And, you know, I've had a couple rough years. And just to take the winning ways that I've had at the previous programs. And, you know, I've worked for some National Coach of the Years and some very good college basketball coaches and played for some really good ones. And kind of been a winner all my life and just wanted to bring a winning attitude and a, you know, play the right way type of style to the program that, you know, that travels on the road and you know, is successful at home as well.
Yeah, we talked with Bart Walker, head coach of the women's basketball team, number one in the country, number one in the state. Men's basketball team, number four in the country and number one in the state, 16-1 rather, right now. I mean, just a fantastic job that you've done so far this year. What have you liked the most from your team in these opening, you know, 15 or 16 games?
Just their camaraderie, their character. You know, I tell them all the time, you know, when LeBron went to the Lakers weren't as successful as maybe they thought they, you know, were going to be. And a lot of that goes to chemistry and how everybody gets along. And everybody in our program is new. All the coaches, all the players, they're all new. But I'm so proud of how they get along, you know, not only on the court, but off the court as well. And how bought in they are to, you know, playing the style of play and the brand that we want them to play and the sacrifice that each and every one of them has made that goes into winning because, you know, there's a lot of things that go into winning, but, you know, a lot of it takes a lot of mental sacrifice and togetherness as a group to compete the right way. And I'm just so proud of what type of character we got on this team, how hard they've worked, and how they're coming together as a group. It's been wonderful to just be a part of the process.
Obviously, everybody likes to see the results on the floor and see the players play, but how important is it? I know you mentioned the camaraderie off the floor. How important is it for the team and for the players to get that time together where they can bond outside of just on the basketball court?
It's so, so important. You know, they live together, so spending time together and getting to know each other. We talk a lot about, you know, not only getting to know each other, but getting to know each other's families, getting to know the background of each and every one of your teammates and where they've come from and, you know, what your parents do and just all those little things because the little things make the big things possible. So we spend a lot of time just talking about the little things, and I'm just really proud of the guys of just – how they are bonding and getting along and getting to know each other and laughing and joking. But, you know, when it's business, it's business. And when it's time to have fun, it's time to have fun.
Is there a certain player to you that has stood out from not necessarily a statistical standpoint, but just from a leadership standpoint? I know you mentioned that the team is basically brand new. Is there anybody who stood out and has kind of taken the reins and to be the leader of this team?
Yeah, DeShondre Washington is, you know, my point guard and a transfer. And, you know, him and Trey Clark and Cam Woods are kind of the three older guards, and they're the three starting guards. But they've done a tremendous job of leading on the court, in practice, in the locker room, off the court. And all three of them, you know, they all hang with a different, like, little group of guys that are best friends, but they all hang with the team, and they know all their teammates, and they've really done a tremendous job, along with Ethan Mohammed, who's another transfer, older guy who brings some experience to the program up front. So, you know, I'm really proud of those four sophomores and just, you know, sophomores in nature of being a second year basketball player. Obviously with COVID, you know, a couple of them are still freshmen, but you know, this their leadership has been huge. So I've just been really, I'm pleased with them. And then I got two freshmen, Michael Jefferson and Brandon Rigsby, who have also done an unbelievable job coming in here as freshmen and competing and just getting along with their teammates and fitting in. And so, you know, I got a group of guys that are learning how to lead, and I couldn't just put it on one, but I got several guys that have done a great job of helping us build this winning, I guess, attitude or mantra, I guess you would say. And, you know, and a real true test is when, you know, when you lose. And when we lost a 17-point lead to Indian River. And when we came back to see them respond and win 13 in a row and just how they even took their focus level to a whole nother level, you know, you really tell things when adversity hits, and, you know, that's another thing I'm really proud of this team.
Most definitely. Well, coming up on Thursday, a big game for, you know, the men's team and the ladies' team facing Chipola. Ironically, this is a former team that you coached. How does it feel to go up against Chipola for the first time?
It's different, to be honest with you. I'm excited, you know, to play Chipola because Donnie does a heck of a job. He's got a tremendous team, an experienced team. They, you know, they made a deep run in the national tournament last year, and he's got a lot of returners back, and he does a wonderful job. And, you know, I've played against Donnie's teams when he was at Division I, so I just know what a great coach he is. You know, that's the exciting part is, you know, get to go against a great program that has a great coach and has some really good players. So it's going to test us and challenge us in a lot of different ways. You know, as far as the people side of things, it's kind of mixed emotions because, you know, I had such a wonderful experience at Chipola. The people there were unbelievable to myself and my family. So, you know, there's nothing but love for all the Chipola fans and the Chipola people. So that's kind of where the mixed emotions are, I guess you'd say.
Is there anything that they do particularly well that you're going to look to counter or something maybe that they don't do as well that you're going to try to take advantage of on Thursday?
Well, what they do well is they don't make mistakes. They play for 40 minutes. They play disciplined basketball. Donnie has an unbelievable system, and they all play to their strengths. And so you got to beat them to beat them. They're not going to beat themselves. And, you know, that's always a sign of a great team as a team that you got to go beat. And so we're going to have to, you know, play some real disciplined basketball and match the intensity and the discipline and just, you know, play our brand of basketball for 40 minutes and against their brand of basketball. And, you know, we'll see how the outcome comes. But, you know, just really excited to you know, get into Panhandle play this week and three games in a week and just to, you know, see how these guys respond to Panhandle Conference play.
Speaking with Greg Heyer, he's the head men's basketball coach of Northwest Florida State College. Coach, one final question for you. What is your favorite part of coaching this group of players this season, to this point at least?
My favorite thing about coaching this group of players is definitely what type of players I get to coach every single day. They're unbelievable people. They're hard workers. They listen, they try, they apply, and they compete. So I'm really blessed to, you know, in my first year, you know, just got the job at the end of March to put this type of team together with the character they got. I just love being around them and just being a part of, like I said, their process. But and then my staff. I mean, I got an unbelievable staff, two former players that played here, and I just got a great staff. They're wonderful people. They work hard. And, you know, the last thing I'd say is that the people that we get to work with at, you know, here at the college, I mean, from the president, Dr. Stevenson, down to Ramsey Ross, our athletic director, and just all the people that work in athletics. I'm truly blessed to be at a place that just has wonderful people and wonderful fans, and it's just I'm really blessed and lucky to, like I said, have great kids and work with great people and have a great staff. So you can kind of tell in, you know, in my voice that I have a lot of passion, you know, for my players and my staff and the people I get to work with every day. And, you know, not all the time do people get to say that about the place and the people they get to work with. So, you know, that's truly how I feel.
Yeah, well, we are very thankful that you are here. You are coaching at Northwest Florida State College again. Head men's basketball coach Greg Heyer. Greg, I really appreciate you for taking the time, and it's something that we want to try to do. You know, put Northwest Florida State College on the map a little bit, given the historical significance of the basketball programs and how good they have been, and just really enjoyed our conversation today. And good luck on Thursday against your former team, and go Raiders.
Appreciate it, Drew. Thanks for having me. Anytime, call my phone anytime, and, you know, go Raiders.